Hey everyone, and welcome to day 10 of my Audio Mo. I'm Darcy Bernard, DHS Darcy on Twitter and on Audio Boom. And speaking of Audio Boom, I think I am going to return my Audio Mos to Audio Boom because I have gotten some people tweeting me saying that it's easier to hear my stuff that way because if they follow me on Audio Boom, then they can subscribe to a podcast, which with all their followed people, and they'll get it in their podcatcher, which I actually didn't know that was possible. I actually don't know that much about Audio Boom because I don't use it that much. I'm going to need to look into how to accomplish that because I think I would listen to a lot more stuff if that's where it was. Lately, over the last couple of days, I've been listening with Huffduffer, and that's been working pretty good, but I'm going to have to try this Audio Boom thing as well. So I'm back there now. I don't know, for those of you who do follow me there, if you missed all my previous stuff. I wish flipping the mute switch on the iPhone actually muted VoiceOver when you get notifications, but that's neither here nor there. So I don't know what I may repost my stuff that I've been posting on Dropbox. I may repost it on Audio Boom. I'm not sure. I might. I probably won't do that till tomorrow though. I'll have to see if there's a way to make it not tweet those things because people would have already seen them on Twitter. This, of course, assumes that anyone's actually listening to my stuff at all. And maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know. All right, so a couple other things I wanted to talk about. The first is, I think it was yesterday, they came up with a new version of Audio Hijack. And this is an app that I used to use all the time, although I didn't use it much lately. But I updated it, and one of the changes is they've introduced a new low latency mode for recording. And what that means is if you are recording something and you have your session set up so you can hear, like you can say hear the microphone back as you're recording, there used to be this slight delay and it was very off-putting when you were recording. Like what I found I always did is I ended up speaking slower because of this, and I sounded like I was stoned. At least to me, I did. So they have this where you can turn it off, but they say that if you turn it off, there may be skipping on slower Macs. So I guess we'll see if my Mac is up to the task of recording in low latency mode without skipping. It's not the newest Mac in the world, but it's not super old either. It's from 2012. It's the MacBook Pro from 2012, and it's got like 8 gigs of RAM. So hopefully it's up to the task. I guess if you hear this and there's all kinds of audio skips, then you know it's not. So so there's this low latency mode that is that you can use now. And apparently there's been also some voiceover improvements as well with Audio Hijack. I haven't used it much over the last couple days, or last couple of versions, and so I can't really speak to those. But yeah, apparently there's voiceover improvements as well. The last thing I wanted to talk about is something I'm a little bit interested in, and I haven't seen a lot of people talk about. I've seen that it exists, but there's apparently a new OCR app for the iPhone called the A-Media Live Reader. And I'm curious if anyone's used it yet. If there's any demos. Apparently, it uses the Abbey Reader engine, which is the same engine that KNFB Reader uses. But it's also supposed to be able to detect print in real time. And it's only $29. So I'm curious to see if how it does. I'm hoping it works really well because, I already have the KNFB Reader, so I don't know whether I would buy it or not, but I think competition's good. I think that any competition is good, and I hope that this app will work. And I think real-time OCR would be awesome if it was if it worked. So anyway, I'll be keeping an eye out for that on Twitter, and if any of you who are listening have had any experience with it, or if you have heard anyone do any
Same question,
demos
yeah.
or anything like that, let me know, because I'm interested. I think that's all I have to talk about today, and so I'll be back with more tomorrow.